Today is Monday, the 22nd of June. It's 4:19 p.m. and this is UK politics, blah blah blah. So today we're going to be discussing something which I think is a really big problem in politics and a potential solution to it. And this solution is very, very unrefined right now. So I'll probably be coming back to this idea in future episodes. The problem is insincerity in politics, particularly when one of two things happens. One is when a politician refuses to answer a question, and the second one is when a politician is fighting with their own internal feelings to answer a question when they're answering a question, and instead has to stick to the party line, even though what they really feel is different to what they're saying. And everyone can feel this and know this, and it's very, very frustrating. And I think that when it comes to designing a political party, steps can be taken to get rid of this problem. I think that the steps are actually it's a little bit complex and it's a little bit technical. There was literally a website as part of the solution. As well, I think there also has to be a part of the party's brand. And I'm going to start with that part. But the first thing is that there should be a policy within a party about speaking your mind and disagreeing with the party itself, which I think is a very reasonable thing to do because people do disagree. That should be that the party openly has some rules about disagreeing, and those rules are not just known inside the party, but they are known outside the party too. So the interviewers know, the public knows, and the politicians know. And an example set of rules could be like, it's fine for our individual politicians to disagree with party decisions and to speak their mind if they're informed about an issue. If they're not informed about an issue, we either ask them to not answer questions or stick to the party line and to admit that they're not informed, and that's why they're either not answering questions from their own point of view or they're sticking to the party line. So if everyone knows those things, then there can be a very easy way for a politician to authentically disagree and say, it's fine that I disagree. And also to say, I can't speak about that because I'm not informed up to the standard which the party believes I'm required to be in order to answer questions on this topic. So then I think that's the kind of cultural framework that could be publicly known for that party. But behind that, I think there needs to be a process for two things. One, a process for disagreeing, and the second one is a process for being informed, which is rigorous, and for both of those things, and transparent. And I think a technical solution, a website or an app or both, is actually a very good method to go about solving that problem. So when it comes to being informed for different subjects, the party should put out information, detailed information on a daily basis on key topics, and MPs should read that information, and they have to check if they've read it and maybe perform a little test too, so that there is ensured comprehension. And if you pass that test and you've read all the information that the party's put out, that enables you to form your own opinion based on the right information, then you can speak freely on the issue. I think the party could also include what its the party's view is and why it has reached this view, and then people understand what the party's view is and why, and can disagree with that. The second part is having a process where the disagreements of politicians can be used and be used to shape policy and the thinking of the party. So, for example, if the party puts out an information bulletin that contains their current perspective on some things, but someone in the party reads it and is like, hey, I disagree with this, they can leave a comment and say, look, I disagree with this. Maybe other people within the party can vote on that comment, and the party can either respond and say, hey, like, you know, we think you're right, or and we're going to take that into account and adjust how we're thinking about things, or provide an explanation that other people can see, so people can tell that, yes, this disagreement has been had, and we've considered this disagreement, but we are going to maintain our position for this reason. And this would, again, let a politician authentically say, hey, I did raise this disagreement. I don't feel the same as the party. And they said this, and I, you know, while I disagree on this issue, I respect a lot of what we're doing. So I'm as frustrated as you, but this is, you know, this is why they're doing what they're doing. And I also disagree. And that would allow for more authenticity from a party who was that was running itself in such a way. It would allow their politicians to be more authentic, because they would be able to actually say what they felt and answer questions. And I think everyone is sick of the opposite of that happening. And so I think a solution to that is going to be a useful thing for any party. It might even be possible for all that information, the bulletins, the perspective, the feedback, to be made public, so that a party could start to involve wider members of the public, and incorporate their thinking into an issue, and also make all of that, even if they maybe didn't allow random members of the public to comment, but at least allow everyone to see this process happening, to kind of allow people to feel more engaged. And so again, nothing would be hidden from public, and there'd be more transparency, and politicians could be more authentic. So that's the idea. I've set up a Gmail for this podcast, which is ukpoliticsblahblahblah@gmail.com. Just all one word. So if you have any thoughts or ideas, you can email me. That's it. Thanks for listening.